Warning, the following audio transmission is based on theory and is intended for entertainment purposes only. It's Doomsday and its affiliates will not be held liable for anything your dumbass does. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, everybody, to It's Doomsday Podcast Live for the second time because we had to redo the intro. Time is 18:03. Today is May 22nd, 2023. And joining me, as always, is the lovely, the talented Jake Dials.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
What's going on? How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Definitely not repeating myself.
That's
not a big deal.
That's definitely a good thing. So, all right, for everybody out there that's listening to this episode downloaded right now, there's some weird things that happen when you record live, and one of those things is sometimes messing up the intro, and that's what just happened, so we just had to redo it. So everybody that got to watch us live on Clapper just got to watch the intro twice.
We'll take it.
I lost you a little bit there, Jake. What did you say?
I said, we'll take it out of your paycheck.
That's okay. You guys can do that because I make buku bucks doing this show, Jake. Did you know that?
We'll donate it to kids who need books.
How about we start a foundation for kids who can't read really good?
Kids who want to do stuff good.
Yeah, kids that want to read and do stuff good. All right, so just a quick update on things, guys. Prep stock tickets are available and for sale. You're going to hear the ads run on the show for the next few months here until tickets are sold out. Once tickets are sold out, you won't hear those ads anymore. So if you, in fact, don't want to hear those ads, buy your tickets. That simple. Right?
Simple to me.
It is pretty simple. So something I definitely wanted to get into today, man, and this is almost like, I feel like it's too early to even bring it up in this episode, but something I wanted to get into was some stuff surrounding the election, and not last election, but the election that's coming, okay? Now, for those of you that don't know, we are approximately a year and a half away from the next presidential election, all right? So we're going to start to see some crazy shit, and that's the stuff I wanted to talk about today.
Yay!
So as election season rolls around and we start getting closer to this, the government wants to physically divide the parties, right? That's what we see happening.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, so you could sway votes.
What? Why would you want to do that?
Well, that way you can create issues. You can create an issue that does not exist. And then once you have an issue created that does not exist, you could tell people which way to vote to fix your imaginary issue. Did you know that?
Huh. That's a genius play.
It is. So, you know, like, you don't know if you need the cure for herpes until you, in fact, have herpes, right?
Huh.
So
what if I just get it ahead of time, even if I don't have it?
Get the cure ahead of time?
Yeah.
Blasphemy, Jake. Blasphemy.
What's wrong with that?
Because then who would you vote for to get the cure for herpes?
Well, why would I have to vote for anybody if I already got the cure?
This is okay. I see what you're saying. I get this. I'm picking up what you're putting down, dude. President Valtrex. Oh, Okay. I'm sorry. Continue, Jake. I'm sorry.
I get what you're saying, though. Almost like how like gas was like $1.89 and now it's like $3 and $4, but there's a crisis all of a sudden.
Right, exactly.
There's only one man who can fix it.
Right, and that's, you know, they paint this picture for us, and I got something I did want to throw out here in regards to this as well is, so they just had the summit meeting, right? That was just a thing. And I didn't get into all the details about what went on with that. The first article I read about it was the Biden administration wanted the pledge, was it $150 more million dollars to Ukraine? That may have been what I read.
Oh, they can get that, though. They had an accounting error, and they just mysteriously came up with, like, $3 billion or $30 billion, something crazy.
It's amazing how that happens.
Yeah, so they're just going to give that to Ukraine.
So, I mean, for me, on my end, the way I'm looking at it is we've done enough, we've given enough. We are now in another forever war that is just taking tons and tons of funding, right? Very similar to what we saw with the war in Iraq. It's just this endless thing that just wants all this funding and all this money. And isn't it convenient an election season's coming up? Isn't it convenient we're a year and a half away from an election? And by God, wouldn't it be great if we had a presidential candidate that said he was going to end the war?
Huh.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be the ultimate inconvenience, man. I'd vote for that guy.
I would too. You're telling me you're going to end this war and, you know, there's not going to be any more funding and prices are going to return to normal? That's what's going to happen? I'll vote for that guy too.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. And you'll get stimulus checks and everybody gets a free cell phone and you get to live in a free house and all the cool stuff. And gas prices will go down and groceries are cheaper and it's like COVID never happened.
No way.
Yeah, it's all back to normal.
Are you looking for something kick-ass to add to your closet? Reaper has the hookup for t-shirts, hoodies, button-ups, hats, beanies, and plenty of other badass products. You can check out Reaper Apparel Company at www.reaperapparelco.com and use code DOOM10 for 10% off. Jester only stands behind brands he believes in, and Dan at Reaper Apparel has a mission, and Jester is on board. Go check out www.reaperapparelco.com today and use code DOOM10 for 10% off your entire order. Why be a sheep when you can reap? Use code DOOM10 for 10% off at www.reaperapparelco.com today.
So, in all seriousness, I'm looking at this situation, and I can't imagine a better play for the next presidential candidate saying, I'll end the war in Ukraine. I will end this. We will stop this.
That'd be a good play, especially from the Republican side, by the way. That'd be crazy convenient, huh?
It would be. So, I mean, like, the whole premise of this episode today for the listeners out there, guys, is I want to kind of give you a little bit of forethought into what we're seeing coming. I could be wrong. I could be right. Jake could be wrong. I could be right, vice versa. But this is the shit that typically plays out. And most people get so buried within the issues, they never have a little bit of thought to be like, huh, we've seen this before. They do this every election season. So we're a year and a half out. I figure it's in our best interest to maybe kind of set the stage now for what people are going to see, right?
It's always important.
It is. So I do gotta say that I think that the Ukraine-Russia war is going to be a very big one. And in order, and I want everybody to understand this now, over the next year and a half, you're going to see things get progressively worse, okay? And the reason why I say that is because they're going to need to play this angle to get rid of the Russia-Ukraine war. The only way to do that is to make it worse so you want it to go away, so you will get out there and cast your vote to make that war disappear. That's how that's going to go.
That's where the money comes from.
What do you mean that's where the money comes from? Tell me more.
Well, you get all the money from your votes, but you're, I mean, essentially you're just partaking in the world's largest money laundering scheme that's ever happened in history, and everybody seems to just be okay with it. And some people are just so disillusioned by that prospect that they'll even support it by hanging flags from their homes when they have nothing to do with it. And it's costing every taxpayer on the low end about $900 a year, and every taxpayer on the high end about $5,000 a year.
Hey, Jake, do you remember back in the day, oh so long ago, when everybody stood with France and they had a France filter over their pictures?
I sure do.
You remember that? It's funny when I go back online and I see someone's profile or something, and I see that, I'm like, oh wow, I remember that. And now, and I'm still seeing some people with Ukraine flags out, I'm still seeing those flying, and I'm just like, everybody's over it, nobody cares anymore. You know, nobody's like freaking out about Ukraine anymore. They're all like, yeah, whatever. It's we need new things to worry about. But that resonated with me the other day when I saw the French filter, and I thought about the Ukraine thing. Cause this is part of that thing that they do to manipulate Americans into caring, so you don't care where your taxpayer dollars go. So you fight in the streets and fight with your neighbor and fight with your family about these issues that you essentially have no control over. Say it with me. I have no control over this. None.
No, I can't say that. I control everything around me.
Well, you know, there you go. So let me go ahead and welcome some people in here. I see Polly's in here. Karen's in here, says good afternoon. Guys, we are live, and this is what we typically do is communicate and welcome people into the chat. I know things are different because we're not on Podbean anymore. And I see Rifles in here as well. We got Shirley, Turkey, Thomas, Casey, Nur-El, I think, and Cheryl. Welcome in, everybody that's popping into the live. For those of you guys that don't know, this gets recorded and published everywhere. Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, this will go everywhere. So if you want to go back and listen later, you can absolutely do that by following It's Doomsday Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Yeah, it's up there, somewhere, up it's there. Cool. It's right up there. So, yeah, to summarize this, the Russia-Ukraine war is going to get worse before it gets better. They're going to utilize this to sway the election. Now, let's move on to the next part of what you're going to see, Jake. I think the next thing we're going to see is not a pandemic back in full force. However, they know that we've traded out safety for freedom, okay? And I look for them to play this back in there somehow, whether it's, oh, COVID's back, whether it's something similar, whether it's the monkeypox, the murder hornets, the Ebola, something's going to come back to suggest, hey, things are bad again. And I'm sure you've been seeing the little articles out there that come out talking about like this new variant or super COVID or this, that, the other. And we hear like rumblings out there about what's going on in other countries. What are your thoughts on this potentially being a political motivator to get you to the polls?
I mean, let's just look at it this way. Conspiracy theorists are up about 3,000. 3,000 is, and you know, as much as I see and as much time as I spend on the interwebs looking at things, I'm not really seeing many areas in which the conspiracy guys are wrong. So like I said, they're up like 3,000 to zero currently. You know, we were right about the COVID stuff. And despite everybody calling us crazy and stupid and wrong and yada yada and all the things that they ever said, we were still right. And despite that, you know, we were right about COVID. We were right about Joe and Kamala. We were right about Hunter. We were right about Epstein Island. We were right about Bill Gates. We were right about the economy. We were right about gas. I can keep going on and on and on. The problem being is I like to look at the societal factors and don't really care too much about politics, because I think if society was better as a whole, politics would either not exist as a whole or would be much more improved, because we would be much better off as a whole. But I also think that it's important to note that it's probably a consideration to consider the idea that as much as people love the Constitution and support it, the fact that this current administration in our political structure is allowed to exist by the Constitution means that the Constitution itself is probably broken, or they've merely just found the loopholes and sullied whatever semblance of the Constitution we have left is.
Okay, I could agree with that 110%. I mean, so to me, it's, I think they've taken the Constitution and they have found the loopholes. They have manipulated it. The Constitution of the United States was a good thing that was not broken, all right, originally. And they've right, and our modern day society, our modern day politicians have perverted this and made it work in their favor to them. They're forever trying to modify it and manipulate it. And you only get certain people that will speak out against certain areas of the Constitution. I know I could not recite the whole entire Constitution for you. I couldn't tell you everything that's in there. But I do know this. I do care about the Second Amendment. I do care about the First Amendment. These are the things that are keeping us free, right? In my opinion, and those, and that goes, I think, across the board for most people. They want their guns. They want their freedom of speech. They don't want to be told what to do, you know. And I think, you know, people don't want that serious government encroachment on their individual lives. But when it comes time to the season that's coming up, a lot of those things start to change.
Do you have enough food in your pantry for when disaster strikes? Go to www.readywise.com and utilize code DOOM10 for 10% off your entire food order. ReadyWise offers long-term food storage items such as chicken and beef that last up to 15 years. But that's not all. Go to www.readywise.com and use our code DOOM10 for 10% off of organic food as well. Offering chili, pasta, and soups, they have you covered. Did we mention they have fruits? Bananas, blueberries, strawberries, and apples, just to name a few. With many more food options for your home, car, or bug out bag, ReadyWise has your six. Go to www.readywise.com now and utilize code DOOM10 for 10% off.
Unfortunately, as sad as it is, the whichever side you pick, let's be honest, the Democratic side is really good at organizing into one unit to do their thing. You know, they have a lot of money. They control the voice of the people, which is the mainstream media. But now you're seeing this direct opposition because people are finally starting to realize that mainstream media isn't necessarily great all the time. And is probably, in fact, completely biased and favors one side over the other. But that seems to be more than likely a Democrat doing. And they have this particular pattern that they follow, is they'll take their opposition and paint them to the extreme to pull people away from it to their side. If you can't see these things happening on both ends, then you're either delirious or ignorant or just blind. That's why we have all of a sudden, do you remember when Biden was talking and he was trying to paint Republicans in a bad light, and it shifted from Republicans to far right, to ultra right, to ultra MAGA, and now you hear this. What the hell does ultra MAGA Republican mean? What does that mean? He's claimed it. He's called people this, but he's never explained what it means in detail. But yet he'll throw out that accusation and that label with no backing behind it. So what does it mean?
You know, that's a very good point. I have no idea, but I think the goal of that was create something to hate, create something to get behind to hate, right? And the more not evil you make it, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, not necessarily, but you are correct, but not necessarily.
So was it for the hate or was it for the divide?
it was for both, because this is what you do. You take your opposition. Like if you and I were left and right, if you were the right, I was the left. Typically, here's what the left side does, is they'll take your side and pick the worst people that tend to support it. So let's look at name one group that kind of ardently supports or tends to support right-leaning mentality.
The NRA.
Okay, so if you support the NRA, then you're a terrorist because gun control and the big black guns are scary. So that points you, if you're in support of killing people and killing kids in schools and killing babies in schools, then you're part of that ultra-right side who loves the guns, then you're a demon child and you shouldn't be followed. Why would any other Republican want to follow you?
Right, I get exactly what you're saying.
So I took one of the worst aspects of it, that and anybody who seems to go will, I'm going to step away from that a little bit. I don't want that label. I don't want known as that. So I'm going to go the other direction.
I just lost you, Jake.
Huh?
Your sound's back now. I lost you for a second there.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Jesus. Anyway, so I lost the part you said there at the end.
I'm saying it's all just political theater. Both of the sides sit there and have these debates at the podiums, on TV, on national news, and all the media coverage. And then behind the scenes, they go out to eat and have dinners together and drink coffee in the morning together and say, what do you want to do today? Who do you want to piss off today?
Right, I gotcha. And I just want to go ahead and welcome in Mags and welcome in Jelly. Welcome in, guys. Welcome into the show. So the one thing I did want to get into next with this is it's always the guns. It's always a gun debate. That is something they utilize in politics, and that's specifically why I said the NRA, so we could segue into the next part I wanted to go with this, and that is the guns are going to come up as a political play. So in the next year and a half, you're going to see a lot of gun violence. You're going to see a lot of shootings. The closer it gets to an election, and we just are now coming out of shooting season, right? Which I hate that it has a label at this point, but it does, because that's how these things are orchestrated. So they did a pretty shitty job this year, in my opinion, with their orchestration of this. Right?
They do it every election season, man.
They do. And we are currently... So I think that next spring, it's going to be very hyped up. For those of you out there that are listening to this that like gun control or want to push gun control, you know, I'm pro-gun, so I don't like the gun control idea in any way, shape, or form. We're going to see next spring get really fired up, because they're going to need an issue for you guys to vote on, right? And that's going to be, we have all these mass shootings again. This is happening. That's happening. Guys, we have to do something. We have to get a president in there that's going to fight against this, okay? So that's going to be coming next spring. We're in for a really, really bad shooting season, right?
We'll have a Republican president.
You think so? Next go around, you think we'll have a Republican?
Of course.
Fire is one of the most basic essentials for survival. Whether you're camping, hiking, or preparing for disaster, Blackbeard has your six. Go to www.blackbeardfire.com and utilize code Doomsday for 10% off your entire purchase. Blackbeard offers stormproof matches, plasma arc lighters, fire starters, and ferro rods, all of which are great for your bug out bag. Once again, go to www.blackbeardfire.com and utilize code Doomsday for 10% off your entire purchase.
We will see. I mean, I honestly at this point, dude, I don't think it matters at all. Like, I don't think it matters anymore. I've totally taken a step back. The main reason I wanted to do this episode was to help people prepare for what's coming. OK, Okay, that was my thought and theory on this current topic tonight. So with the shooting season coming, you're going to see ammunition prices skyrocket. You're going to see certain firearms become unavailable. So if there's things on your list to do, if you've got time here, right? You've got until next spring, really, before they start cracking down really hard on these things. So if there's things you want, get them now, buy them now, buy the ammo, buy the rifle you've been wanting, because things are going to change. If you haven't got your concealed weapons permit yet, definitely do that. Take the steps you need to ensure the Second Amendment is going to still be there and not be messed with.
Well, if guns are so terrible, riddle me this. How many shootings have happened where you live?
Where I live?
Yeah.
Like in my house?
In your area, in your town, in your county.
I mean, you have recently. You have the occasional person that goes out and murders somebody with a firearm, but mass shootings? No. Haven't happened here.
Huh. How many my town's had?
How many? You cut out on me, Jake. What'd you say?
Zero.
Zero. Gotcha. Okay. Your Wi-Fi's a little spotty today there, bud.
It is. I'm on the back side of the house.
It's beautiful where you're at, though. It looks really nice.
It's a really nice day out, man.
It is. It's nice here too, man.
If guns are so scary, if the shootings are happening all the time, like you're told, right? Because you're being told this all the time. You think they're happening every second, that every time you blink, right?
Right. Exactly.
Where are they happening at?
See, I've noticed lately they've been painting this picture, and so. The term mass shooting is now become this universal term, right? That's what it's become. It's become this universal term that they blanket over top of gun issues. Welcome in Brad and Jennifer.
How many people involve? What dictates? What number of people dictates a mass shooting? How many people have to be shot before it's considered a mass shooting?
God, I want to say it's three or more now. They've lowered it.
Three or more. Why would they lower it?
Well, you want to lower it so you can inflate the numbers. Just like, I mean, back in the day, I think to be a serial killer now, I think it's two or more people makes you a serial killer. I think that's what it is now. We're gonna look this up real quick because now I'm curious on what the number actually is. So give me a second. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, you're fine. But where are all of these mass shootings happening? Don't just say schools. Give me a general location. What state?
Oh God, it's kind of scattered all over the place.
Want to be a guest on the show? Email itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com. That's itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com.
What's the first city that comes to mind?
Well, first city that comes to mind for me is Vegas because of the Vegas shooting, because that was the worst one we've seen. But, I mean, Orlando, Arizona, Michigan.
Where's all the gang stuff happening at?
Where's all the gang stuff happening at?
Yeah, they have mass shootings all the time, right?
Detroit.
Chicago?
Chicago. So, listen, here's the answer. When four or more people are shot, whether injured or killed. So, they don't even have to be killed. So, that's what it is. It's four or more people are shot. They don't have to be killed, just shot. Right?
Yep.
That's what it is. So, I mean, when you're saying this, I mean, when you think about four people getting shot, that can happen in a drive-by, right? Which is not a mass shooting within a school, which is not, somebody running into a concert or a movie theater or a club with a rifle and taking people out. Okay. That could happen very, very simply.
It sure could, especially in Chicago and New York. Correct.
Right. So I'm kind of wondering, how many times gang violence is being reported as gang violence versus mass shootings for them to inflate these numbers? because now this is going based on how this is reported. So just let me give you a little bit more of an example on this. If it's CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, or the Economics, or the BBC, they're doing four or more injured. I'm sorry. Now, if it's CBS, they're doing five or more, right? So it's almost like the media controls the gambit on this. They're the ones that say this is what's going on.
Typically, the number that's accepted is four.
Right. That seems to be the most popular thing here online is four.
Then why would they call it a mass shooting?
I don't know.
Is that mass? He means, is four people being shot massive?
I mean, in my mind, dude, honestly, what I would consider a mass shooting would be, it would have to have a couple qualifying factors. I would go ahead and say, just for argument's sake, I would say a dozen or more. So between it being from an isolated incident to a mass shooting. And that doesn't have to be killed. That's just shot and injured, right? That's what I would suggest, right? A dozen or more.
Right there with you.
A dozen or more with an active shooter. We're not talking about a guy that showed up at work one day, lost his job, got all pissed off. I'm talking pre-planned. Doesn't matter if the person had a manifesto or not, but pre-planned, right? To where this person had intent, they planned this out, they thought about this, they had motive, and then they went in there and then they orchestrated this tragedy. That's what I would consider a mass shooting, but my opinion and definition does not matter.
I wouldn't necessitate a group of three or four people massive by any means, no matter where you put them.
No.
Get your tickets to PrepStock before they're gone. Go to prepstock.ticketleap.com today. Being held in beautiful Townsend, Tennessee, this community-focused survival event is taking place October 6th through the 9th. Explore the world of homesteading and survival. Escape the sheeple and find your people at PrepStock. For more detailed information, go to prepstock.ticketleap.com and buy your tickets now. Want to increase your chances of survival? Learn new survival skills such as herbal remedies, beekeeping, pressure canning, and much more. For a sense of security and protection in uncertain times, buy your tickets today at prepstock.ticketleap.com. Tickets to this event are limited and will be gone soon. Don't miss out on this doomtastic time. Buy your tickets now at prepstock.ticketleap.com. Bug out to PrepStock this October.
So why the negative connotation?
Do you know, we could totally flip this and say, we have massive amounts of people coming to PrepStock.
Yeah. We have mass people coming to PrepStock this year, you guys. Massive.
Oh, God.
But every single iota of every category of every bit of politics is politicked. Every bit of it. Every single bit of it. The problem is the societal factor. And this is the only reason why it works, because it doesn't work without you. It will never work without you, because you can just as easily shut it off, but you don't. You could just as easily remove your Twitter account. You could get off Facebook. You could get off TikTok. You could get off Clapper, but you could very easily just keep scrolling. These things, when you see gang violence, when you see people fighting, when you see all of these people getting hurt, robbed, thefts, anything, and when you see politics come into play, you guys could get rid of it in almost a few days just by turning it off. Because if you didn't watch it, they wouldn't play it. So CNN exists from advertising dollars, among other things and other private investments, but it's used as an engine, as a giant megaphone to project the voice of somebody to you. And people are listening to it. And people are buying it because we're stupid. That's the first obstacle, is for us to collectively sit together and be like, wow, we're really stupid. We are getting played and we're falling for it. And if that doesn't make you mad, then either it's one of two things. Either you have no clue and you feel like I just called you dumb and you're offended, which is ignorant of you to do, which is not what I'm doing. Or you've merely risen above it and come to your senses and realize that you've transcended that stuff, which is what we need to do. Because if we didn't ask for it, it wouldn't exist.
This is an emergency action message. At approximately 1 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, NORA is tracking 15 ICBM nuclear missiles inbound to the following cities: Orlando, Miami, Pittsburgh, Dover, Newark, Richland, Philadelphia, New York City, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Boston, Seattle, Detroit. This is an extremely deadly situation. Stay tuned, the next emergency message will be a presidential address.